Tiffany Young's home in North Seattle looks pretty average from the street, but she's transformed her backyard into a lively sanctuary.
Yeah, I like to describe my house as kind of a mullet. It's business up front, but a party in the back.
It's feeding time, and a motley crew of rescued and handicapped ducks and chickens has flocked around her feet to get scraps of lettuce and watermelon. She has 11 in all.
I originally rescued ducks and tried to rescue ducks exclusively, and chickens just sort of started showing up once the urban farming craze took off.
She quickly became the go-to person for shelters that aren't well equipped to handle fowl. She says chickens stop laying a lot of eggs once they're about 2 years old, but they live a lot longer.
It's a decade commitment you're making on a lark because you might get eggs from the experience, or your kids might enjoy them. I find a lot of people get them for their kids, and I would say half of all chickens or ducks, people regret that decision within 5 weeks. They're fully grown in 5 weeks. The cute little fluffy experience is over, and all the work begins.
She feels it's worth it. She finds her birds have just as much personality and emotion, or even more so than cats and dogs, but adopting them is taken much more lightly. She was surprised at how it went when she got her first duck.
I went to the feed store and thought I'd meet a few ducks and get to know which one I jived with and see which one liked me. But the reality is they reach into a vat of about 100 ducklings and just plop one in a box. And his name was Mr. Flapper, and he cost $3 and his food cost $7. And that's when I first knew that was going to be a real problem, that there were a lot of these birds out and about that weren't really being valued.
That goes for chickens, too, and Young says it may be getting worse. 3 years ago, the city of Seattle raised the limit on the number of chickens you can keep to 8. She says that's meant more clucks in her backyard aviary. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.